103.1 WRNR. Good morning. I'm Alex Courtright. The largest forest in America is in trouble. Musicwood is a new documentary film that will be seen next month here in Annapolis at the Annapolis Film Festival. It tells the story of how a disappearing ancient forest in Alaska and how this problem draws together a Native American logging company, guitar makers, and environmentalists. Josh Granger is the producer and editor of Musicwood. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
The film, Musicwood, teaches us that rosewood, spruce, mahogany, and ebony, four specific types of wood, are the kinds of wood that every guitar maker needs to make the perfect guitar. But as natural resources thin everywhere, old growth forests do as well. And so guitar manufacturers now find themselves in a position of not being able to find the wood, or perhaps looking down the road and realizing that maybe these trees will no longer be available to them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the film touches on all of those woods, and the woods are having issues around the world for various different reasons. But in specific, the Musicwood, our documentary is focused on old-growth Sitka spruce, which for guitar is mostly found in the Tongass National Forest in southeast Alaska. And the reason they need specifically old-growth trees for that is because the soundboards, the front part of the guitar, the part that really gives an acoustic guitar its sound, needs to be quite large. Because if you look at an acoustic guitar, it's got a pretty big face on it, if you imagine it having to come from a tree. So they really need pretty specific trees to make that piece of the guitar. And due to industrial methods of logging that are taking place, those types of trees are becoming very, very scarce. Because they're so big, they happen to be sort of the most economically valuable trees as well. So they're really prized by logging companies.
Speaking of logging companies, there is a Native American logging company that is felling a lot of trees in the Tongass National Forest, as you pointed out, in southeast Alaska. Give us a little backstory on the film, if you would, Musicwood.
Well, it really sort of starts with Greenpeace analyzing the Tongass Forest, looking at who's doing the logging there. There's a lot of federal logging that actually goes on there. Even though it's a national forest, a lot of people don't really realize that our national forests can be logged, but the national forests are sort of created for the national good, and that can be seen, you know, logging can be seen to fit into there. But dealing with federal logging is a whole other kettle of fish, so they really wanted to focus on the private logging in the area. And what they did was they analyzed where the wood was going after it was being cut, after it was being logged. And one of the things that they noticed, which was kind of surprising to them, was that there was a small supply of spruce from southeast Alaska that was being logged by a Native American logging company called Sea Alaska that was going to all of the major guitar manufacturers, Gibson, Taylor, Martin. They're all getting their spruce from pretty much the same place. So Greenpeace sort of saw this as an opportunity to connect with these folks, and they found that the guitar companies didn't really know that they were all getting their wood from the same place. And beyond that, they didn't know that there's a finite amount of this old-growth wood, and that according to projections and studies done by environmental groups in the areas, that was going to run out in 9-10 years, which in, you know, environmental terms and guitar terms is sort of right around the corner. So Greenpeace was able to talk to everyone, get them to sit down together, realize that it was in everyone's best interest to go up and talk to the logging company and see if there could maybe be a discussion about changing the way they were doing some of the logging in the Tongass.
You know, and something that I never knew about was that Sea Alaska is owned and operated by Native Americans.
Yeah, that's part of what drew us to the story, was the fact that each time you sort of take a step forward, it sort of unfolds into a whole nother chapter of, you know, America's relationship to wood and to its land and to its people that we sort of had no idea would be coming. And a big part of this is about this Native logging corporation called Sea Alaska, which is comprised of three of the tribes in Southeast Alaska, the Tlingit, the Tsimshian, and the Haida. And it's a really complicated story. It has to do with the U.S. government trying to put to rest native land claims when they were making the pipeline. And so in the 70s, creating these native corporations in Southeast Alaska that were sort of mandated by Congress to provide profits that they would then disseminate to their people. So you ended up with the creation of these corporations that were given pieces of land, pieces of forest that were theirs to do with what they wanted and to make money with. It's sort of a fascinating story that I feel like I certainly had never heard of, an American. I feel like most Americans haven't heard of this happening at all. It's a remote place, Southeast Alaska, even though, it is the U.S., and it feels like a lot of the things that happen there are sort of out of sight, out of mind. So it's definitely fascinating to get into the history of the area.
We're speaking to Josh Granger this morning. He is the producer of Musicwood. This is a film that will be presented by the Annapolis Film Festival here in town Friday, March 22nd at St. Anne's Church. It is indeed a fascinating story of how a forest, an old forest in Alaska, draws together these seemingly disparate contingencies of people. You've got Greenpeace over here, you've got guitar makers here, and then you've got a Native American logging company over here. Without old growth trees, like these kinds of spruce that you see in the Tongass National Forest, you simply would not have the quality and caliber of guitars, of musical instruments that we have today. And one of the interesting things about Musicwood, Josh, is the contribution made by a number of musicians like Steve Earle and Khaki King and others.
Yeah, absolutely. That was something we were really conscious of the whole time while making the film, was that we didn't want it to be just sort of this pure environmental film, like you're only going to come and see it if you're, really into forests or like this real tree hugger. I mean, part of what we really wanted to convey to people is that this issue, even though it's so far away, it's actually going to affect anyone who plays, listens to, or loves the acoustic guitar. And so we always felt it was really important to have musicians, acoustic musicians, involved in the film, as far as, hearing from them what their feelings were about how this was going to affect them, and then also playing the guitar so that the audience would be able to, actually hear the sound of that old growth spruce and get an understanding of what it would mean for these woods to not be there anymore. So it was a really fascinating experience talking to musicians, getting folks like Khaki King, Steve Earle, The Antlers, or Yola Tango, to perform and to talk about how they felt about this. And we got a range of reactions, too, from someone like Steve Earle, who was intimately familiar with all of the intricacies of this, to other folks who might not have had as much of an understanding of the issue. But, of course, as musicians, had really strong feelings about their guitars and about the woods of their guitar. So it was a really important thing, and it's really been a great part of the film for us. Watching it every time, it's some of the performances are just absolutely magical.
The film is Musicwood. You'll see it next month at the Annapolis Film Festival. Josh, thanks very much, and thanks for a great film.
Thank you so much. It was really fun talking with you.
If a tree falls, the music of Bruce Cockburn on WRNR.